Hello, it's Phil. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Don Berman's going to be on tonight. We had an earthquake in California today. We have earthquakes all the fucking time. I'm not saying that that they don't bother me, but I've lived through so many of them, man. I've lived through earthquakes my entire life, man, since the 60s, you know. The first earthquake I remember, I was asleep, and I thought they were jackhammering the street outside. That was when I was in high school. I must have been a sophomore or a junior in high school. I said, oh, they must be jackhammering this. That's what I thought. There was a jackhammering of the street. And then it wasn't the next day. It was a few days later. People said, remember the earthquake they had Tuesday night? I said, what? Yeah, there was an earthquake Tuesday night. And I go, maybe that was what I thought was the jackhammers of the street. What do you think, Don?
Yeah, well, that's all really interesting. Am I the guest?
Of course you are.
All right. Well, I had some things I wanted to say.
Okay, because I know you were on the air when the earthquake hit the other morning.
Yes, I was.
Okay. Can't wait to hear that. I've never had more, you know, yeah, I fucked up. I hit a fucking pole in the parking lot. Okay, so now they have to replace the fucking door. This is taking for fucking ever. I have a rental, and I got a really economic little rental, and a kind of an SUV. It's a Tiguan or whatever the hell it's called, a Volkswagen Tiguan. And this goddamn thing has more bells and alarms going off. You put you know how they have an alarm, you know how the seatbelt bong goes off if, let's say, you put a bag of groceries down on the passenger seat and the seatbelt sensor is saying, well, there must be a person sitting there, there's a bag of groceries, and the seatbelt bong goes off, okay? This fucking thing, the seatbelt bong goes off when I put my phone there. I shit you not. I put my phone down there, ding, ding, ding. When it first happened, I was driving home from where? I was driving home from the beach. I was driving home from having dinner with my sisters. And I thought, what the fuck is this? Is there something with the wiring wrong? So I began tugging at the seatbelt that I was wearing. I began tugging at where it was connected to the floorboard. I thought there was some wiring that was disconnected. I don't know what the fuck was wrong with it. And every now and again, it would go off, meaning it would end. It would quiet down. And I thought, oh, well, you know, maybe I figured something out. Well, no. There it goes again. Until finally one day, must have taken me a week. Nah, it couldn't have been that long because I was desperate to find a solution. I lifted the goddamn phone up off the seat and put it in the center console. It stopped. Then I put the phone back down on the seat. It happened again. The phone. Now, how much does a phone weigh? Anyway, hear the way I said that. The phone. Okay, so we have Don Berman today, and we'll also get on. Where are we going to have somebody else on talking about the earthquake? Steve Bozell. Steve Bozell's going to say, oh, God, I'm a big fan of yours, sir. And yes, I did. I did see you go under, and I saw your backside was sticking up in the air. And this is a what? One of your camera operators?
Yeah, you know, they don't have cameramen anymore. They have camera operators, guys that are in charge of the shot. We have a guy, and I talked to him afterwards, and he swore up and down. He said, I swear, he lost his mother last summer. I said, I don't want you to do that. He said, Mr. Berman, I swear on the grave of my mother that I did not intend to have the camera in that position to take a look at...
To have it looking at your rear end?
Yeah, well, I'd rather be a little bit more professional about it, Phil.
Okay.
Don Berman, Channel... Well, I'd rather be a little bit more professional about it, Phil, if you don't mind.
What's this kid's name?
His name is Steve Toupin. His name is Steve Coupin. K-O-O-P-A-N-G.
Sounds like he might be. Is he Polynesian?
No, he says his ancestry is Irish.
Coupin?
Yeah, Phil. Coupin? Yes. Yes, Phil. I don't know.
That's the name of the town that the Bounty.
The what?
The mutiny on the Bounty. The poor cast-off guys made their way to New Coupin in, I believe it was New Guinea, wasn't it?
I don't know.
I don't know, Phil.
You know, Phil, you read too many comic books, I can tell you that.
I didn't get that from a comic book.
Okay.
Steve Coupin, K-O-O-P-A-N-G, navigated their way from somewhere in the waters around Tahiti, wherever the mutiny took place. They were thrown into this launch, this open lifeboat, a raft, not a raft, but an open launch, a lifeboat. And I believe it had a sail on it. And they navigated their ass. Bly did this. He navigated that little boat all the way across the Pacific, along the Barrier Reef, through the Barrier Reef around Australia, and to New Coupin. I think that was the name of it. Bly sails to Coupin. Lying overlooking the sea is a grave belonging to a man who was involved in the infamous Mutiny on the Bounty, Captain Bligh's epic voyage of survival. It was very epic. It was pretty amazing. And he was commended by the Admiralty, which he should have been, and it was a 4,000-mile trip in a fucking open launch. It's fucking amazing. It was truly amazing. Anyway, William Bligh. My name is Bill Witherby. I've got B.O. What do you want to... What's the problem? Bill Witherby's B.O. problem.
Well, hi, Phil. Good to talk with you. Hi, Phil. Well, you know a man by the name of Bill Witherby? This man has a B... He said, and he said, I have a B.O. problem. Is that Mr. Hendry? Hold on. The man has a pretty ripe odor to him, and I said, I have the B.O. problem. You have a B.O. problem. You need to... Can you talk to him?
Hey, Bill, you know, they're not going to want you in the hotel.
Well, I told them that I, you know, this is B.O., okay? Why don't you call it what... It's just body odor. Yes, that's what I'm calling it. How about a shower? How about a bath? I intend to take one.
Well, doesn't that cure the problem?
What problem?
The B.O.
Don't talk to me like I'm the scum of the earth, okay?
I told you I had the problem of B.O.
Help! You stupid clown, Phil. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, that's the end of that. I can't do anything. I can't do any more damage than this. So we're going to have Bill Witherby and Dean Wheeler, and then we go into Don Berman and the whole thing with the earthquake this morning. And I got to find out what time was that fucking earthquake this morning. 9:37 a.m. Well, wait a minute, man. I heard it was a 5.1, 6 miles from Malibu. Recent earthquakes. This one at 9:37. The earthquake was centered in Highland Park. What? August 9th. No. Earthquake. The date today is the 12th, so I want earthquake. Earthquake, September 12th. 9 miles from Thousand Oaks at 4.7. Okay, so that's very interesting. And I'm... Thousand Oaks is in L.A. Ventura County. I'm close to that. I'm about 10 miles... Well, no, I mean, a little bit more than that. How far away are we? But the epicenter was just off the coast of California near Thousand Oaks at 4.7. Christ, they must have felt it pretty intense in Thousand Oaks, or what we affectionately refer to as T.O. Okay.
Maybe call it Thousand Oaks. Is there 1,000 of them?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, okay.
That was me talking to myself. Okay, what? No. So what am I doing? I'm doing Dean Wheeler, and then I'm doing Don Berman. So Don Berman would be in the newsroom. That's not the fucking newsroom. The newsroom is weird. Walking around. God, everything got fucked up. I can't find anything. Can't find anything, this motherfucker. Where is the motherfucker? I can't find it anywhere. Oh, really? Okay, you mean I actually found the cricket? Okay, you're in big trouble, Phil. So the crickets is what? That's Dean Wheeler and who? Oh, and the B.O., yeah. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So I try to strangle Skippy. That's... I'm out of radio. That's it. I'm done. I don't... All right, let me see here. All right, cool. What's it called? Pomegranate D-A-Dad. I love it. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.